I want to thank you. Lord, you ministered to my heart tonight. And Lord, I did not have this planned, and I don't even know what I'm going to say next. Don't have anything written down but what's in my heart. And Father, I pray that you'll, in the next just few minutes that we take, Holy Spirit, I'm trying to be yielded to you. Help me, Father. Help me to say what's supposed to be spoke tonight. Lord, I yield myself. Use me as a vessel for honor to you, Father. We'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. This great teaching about the blood. The kids sang about the blood. Nicole sang. Almost every song referenced the blood tonight. I just couldn't get over almost every song was a reference to the blood of Christ. And many times we forget about that blood. We take the Lord's Supper and we talk about the grape juice, the vine, the fruit of the vines representing the blood. And we need to think about that blood. As the kids sang it, I was thinking about that blood of Christ and how his body was mangled and torn for you and I. The scripture says in Isaiah, folks, that in Isaiah 52:14, I think it is, it's at the end of Isaiah 52, it says that his body was marred more than the sons of man. Christ was so disfigured from being beat, they literally lashed him and 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 lashed him until and beat him and beat him and beat him and plucked his beard and literally did all they could to kill him before he got to the cross. But they couldn't because he was God. Amen. There they took him to the cross of Calvary. And the Bible says they took him to the place called Calvary in Luke chapter 23. He nailed him between two thieves. The reason they nailed him between two thieves is because he was named with the transgressors. He wasn't a transgressor, but he was dying for my transgressions. He was dying for yours. When we sing about the blood, you ought to get excited. Because that blood is what's going to let me live forever. Brother Mike's got cancer and he's been suffering real bad. But because of the blood, one day Brother Mike's going to have a brand new body. And he's going to live for... I've got the old gout. It got me again in the right ankle. One day, though, God's going to give me a brand new body. It's all because of the blood. It's all because of the blood. And because of the one that was willing to go shed his blood. Christ, for you and I. Let's think about that, how much he loved us this week. Look at one last scripture for me. Look at this is a scripture that was in my heart. John 19:30. It's a tremendous scripture, and I'll close. John 19:30. When you sing about that blood, you get excited. Because that was the blood that atoned for your sins. And nothing else could atone for your sins but that blood. Brother Wes, if Jesus hadn't shed his blood, you and I'd have no hope. You and I'd have no forgiveness. You and I would have no salvation. Brother Harry, it's the blood of Christ that opens up the doors of heaven for you and I. I'm going to live forever because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Not religion, not being a good person, not being baptized, not being homogenized or any other pasteurized. It's all because of the blood. And that day years ago, when I asked Christ to save my soul, that blood was applied to me. I didn't see it, but God says it's there. And just like I preached about a few weeks ago, I preached on about Egypt, how they put the blood on the doorpost. Remember that? When we did the Lord's Supper, I think it was night I did it. And God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. I'm glad I got the blood on the doorpost of my life. I'm glad, Brother Coolidge, when the Son of God, when God looks down on me, he'll see the blood. Enter into the gates of glory. Amen. Look at one scripture and I'll stop. I want John 19:30. And when Jesus, he's on the cross. Jesus has been on that cross for 6 hours. He suffered, Lizzie, beyond me. I can't describe to you how bad it was. It's beyond recognition what Christ suffered. From 9 a.m. in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 6 hours, Colton. The Bible says God made man on the sixth day. The number of man is six. It's interesting that Jesus suffered on the cross of Calvary for man for 6 hours. The number that the day they were made on the sixth day. I believe in numbers. I believe the Bible teaches what they call a truth about numerology. I don't think it's a mistake that we were made on the sixth day and Christ died 6 hours on the cross. I believe he's trying to tell you something. I'm dying for all mankind. Man was made on the sixth day, and I'm dying for 6 hours because I want man for all eternity to know that I died for all the sins of all mankind. But look what he said there. And this is why I get excited, Phil. When Jesus therefore received the vinegar, this is at the end of his, when he's just before he dies, he said, "It is finished." Let me see that. It's finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And what that when it says he gave up the ghost, that means his soul and spirit left his body, went up to glory. Just like someone saying about that blood on the bench there. Or maybe I either read it or someone sang about it. Did you sing about the blood on the mercy seat? Right up that blood, all the blood that Christ shed on Calvary. Listen to me. I believe, Sean, I believe with all my heart, every drop of blood that Christ shed at Calvary, I believe every one of those drops of blood that Christ shed, they're in heaven right now. And they're on that mercy seat which you talked about. That blood never dried up. That blood is an eternal blood that's going to cleanse us eternally from all our sins. It was an eternal blood. It was a blood that cleanses us. It's a redeeming blood. Amen? And it's a testimony in heaven right now that Christ shed his blood that had no impurities, no sin, no blemishes, a perfect blood, God's blood, Emmanuel's blood, up there, just like the perfect lamb's blood was shed for you and I, and it's up there right now in heaven. The very blood that you read about in these books of the Gospels, that's up there right now. And the price for our sins, Jesus said, when he got done shedding all his blood for the payment of our sins, Jesus said, "It is finished! The work of salvation has been purchased. And it's been purchased by Christ himself with his own very own Emmanuel vein blood, God's blood. It was shed by the Lamb of God, and his blood, that blood from the Lamb of God, who was God himself, Christ, that literal blood that was shed went right up. It's in there right now, and it's making forgiveness for you and I. How many can say amen tonight? I want to tell you, before we go home, there might be days you have good days and bad days. There might be days that someday you say, am I saved or am I not saved? By the way, once you're saved, you're always saved. Because Jesus, how many of you ever had a building, they have these stampers and it says, paid in full. Well, Jesus took a stamp of his blood and said, paid in full. And it's finished. It's all done. The work of redemption is complete. Listen to me, child of God. You've got to know soul salvation. It's not because we're Baptists. It's because we're Bible believers. It's only the blood that's going to get you to heaven. And that blood was shed for you and I. And the only way you get that blood is when you take Christ as your Savior. And then that blood is appropriated. It's given to you for the covering of your sins. There's a scripture over there in Romans. I believe it's 4:8. It said, blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin. In other words, that word impute means God won't charge you. The reason he won't charge you, because the blood's been applied. But he's got to see that blood. And unless you've ever asked Christ to save you, you don't have that blood applied. You might have religion, you might have formalities, you might have baptism, but if you don't have that blood, and the only way you got that blood is if you trust, made Christ your personal Savior. You have to personally invite him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. I want to encourage you today in two things, and I'm all done. First of all, Christian, I want you to rejoice in that blood, because it was blood shed for you and I, so you and I could have eternal redemption. Something to be excited about, and something to be thankful for. Christ said, Billy, it's finished. Salvation has been paid for. I'm glad, even though I'm a snot-nosed, rotten guy sometimes, I'm a booger to live with. I really am. I'm glad my salvation isn't determined on how I act sometimes, or what I do, or if my feet stink. Get me now. It's got nothing to do with none of that. It's because of the blood. You ought to get excited when someone preaches about the blood. You ought to get excited when they sing about the blood, because it's that blood redemption. Our redemption is 100%. Our redemption is 100% in that blood. And Jesus said, it is finished. I've shed my blood so you can have forgiveness of sin. And you can have eternal life. It's all because of the blood. And what Jesus... I got so many sins, it's unbelievable. But because Jesus shed his blood, and I asked him to save me one day, 40-some years ago, he applied that blood. And just like when you read in the book of Exodus, how God looked to see what the blood was on the doorpost, he will pass over you. Now he looks upon our soul. And he sees me just as though I've never sinned. Oh, I sin all the time. I have a violent temper. And when I'm sick, I'm really hard to get along with. How many of you ever noticed that? But I'm glad that God only sees what Christ did. And that a blood that he shed on cross 2,000 years ago was our payment to get to heaven. You don't have to work your way to heaven. There's no works that get you to heaven. The work of heaven was done on the cross by the blood that was shed by Christ. We're his workmanship, Carl, Ephesians says, created unto good works because of that blood. I don't work for Jesus to be saved. I work for Jesus because I am saved. Remember that blood. Wouldn't be bad before you go to bed tonight. You bow your head and say, Lord, thank you for that sacrifice. All the suffering you went through. 52:14 of Isaiah will tell you. Read 52. Isaiah 52:14 before you go to bed. It says they were astounded that because of his face was so disfigured, the whole body, he was so mangled and so beaten for you and I, so we could have eternal redemption. And then Bobby, I'm all done. People said, well, those Romans, they put Jesus on that cross. Let me tell you, he could have went like that to those pipsqueaks and killed every one of them. It's a good thing that God the Father held the angels of glory back, or they destroyed the world when he went to the cross. And when he died, Eddie, he didn't die because of their affliction to him. Look up here, I'm all done. The world thinks Jesus died because of the nails and the beating. Jesus didn't die because of that. Bobby, Jesus literally can turn his life off and turn his life on anytime he wanted to. See, we didn't kill him. He died himself. Okay, I've suffered all. I've paid the price. It's finished. Lights out. The party's over. But wait, 3 days later, I'm coming back, and I'm flipping the switch back on. And the grave shook, and the ground shook, and the stone rolled back, and up from the grave he arose, because he was our Savior. He's coming back. We have some trying days, maybe in some trying years ahead of us. But don't worry. Because of the blood, we're overcomers. It is finished. It's finished because Jesus paid it all so you and I could win. I'm glad for the blood. It's the blood. Never forget. Don't ever be ashamed to sing about that blood. You girls, sing about that blood. Sing loud. Let people hear it. Because it's the blood. It's the blood that made the difference for us. Without the shame of blood, there's no remission of sin. So today we have a bloody Savior and a bloody religion. But I'm thankful for that blood, because without that blood, we'd have no salvation. How many are glad you got the salvation through Christ? The scripture says in Peter, and I'm all done, I will stop, that we're not redeemed with silver and gold. 1 Peter 1:18, 19, right in there. It says we're not redeemed with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Make sure you got that precious blood, because that's the only thing that's going to get you into heaven. And you don't get that until you make Christ your personal Savior. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the time we've had tonight. Thank you, Father, for the blessing of all the special singing. Thank you for the truth about the blood that you shed 2,000 years ago for us. And Lord, I pray tonight, if there's one here that's never trusted you, and they don't have that, oh Lord, they might have religion and good works, but they don't have the blood. They've not had that blood applied to them. Lord, I pray tonight that they would understand that they need the Savior, Christ. And they'd invite that Lamb of glory into their heart. And they would get that blood applied to their soul. So when God sees them, he'll pass over them. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, preacher, I know for sure if I died, I've asked Christ to save me, and I've had that blood applied. I know I'm going to get to heaven because I've got that precious blood applied. Can you raise that hand? I know for a fact. Thank you. You may put him down. Is there anyone tonight that would say, preacher, and I won't come to you and I won't embarrass you, pastor, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if I'm born again. Oh, I've got religion. But I'm not sure if I've had that blood applied to me. You don't get it with religion. You've got to have a real experience with Christ, a born-again experience. That's when the blood is applied. How many say, pastor, pray for me. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'm really not sure I've got that blood applied to my soul. Pray for me. Anyone like that tonight? Just lift your hand and put it back down. Yes. Anyone else? Pray for me. I'm not sure. You can be sure. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to encourage you tonight, if you've never asked Christ to save you, ask Christ to save you right now. You could say this prayer: Lord Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner, and I believe, Jesus, you died for my sins. I believe you shed your blood on Calvary's cross for my sins. And Lord Jesus, I'd like you to forgive me of all my sin and cleanse me. Cleanse me with your blood. Forgive me of all my sin. Take me to heaven when I die. I trust you right now as my Savior, trusting the blood that you shed on Calvary for my sins. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. No one looking around. I won't come to you, I promise. I'm just curious. If you just said that prayer just now, and you asked Christ to save you, would you raise your hand? Anyone like that? I see, yes. Amen. Anyone else? Preacher, I just asked Christ to save me. Get that blood applied. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the night. Pray you'll bless each one here now. We'll praise you in Christ's name. Thank you for that precious blood. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.